Welcome to the Weekly Market Update podcast. I'm your host, Carl Turner. On this episode, we will discuss various central banks' rates announcements and explain how this affected the markets. We will also explain why gold prices are at record highs and the reasons behind this. So, a busy week with the US, Japan, Switzerland, and the UK central banks all announcing their interest rate policies. Let's start with Japan. So they have been an outlier from the other global central banks by having negative interest rates for the past 8 years. This means it has cost depositors in Japan to keep their money in the bank. The purpose was to try to stimulate a slow economy, so individuals and businesses invested their cash rather than holding onto it. And the plan was also to boost inflation and consumer spending. The strategy finished on Tuesday, with interest rates now on short term of 0% to 0.1%, which is the first rate increase in Japan for 17 years. This didn't cause the yen to rally, as it was already expected and priced into the markets. So on to Switzerland. The Swiss National Bank this week cut interest rates by 0.25% to 1.5%, which was not expected and was a surprise to markets. They explained the reasons behind this was due to inflation being under control and the strong Swiss franc. In the UK, the Bank of England this week kept rates the same at 5.25%. Comments from the Governor Andrew Bailey were positive that the fundamentals were moving in the right direction for a cut to interest rates in the UK in the near future. And finally, the US kept interest rates the same this week, but there was a positive market reaction due to comments from the Fed chair, Mr. Powell, who mentioned that cuts are coming even though inflation has increased slightly. Rate cuts are expected in June this year from the US, UK and the EU. So the Fed's comment, along with the UK, Swiss and Japan central bank actions, was enough to drive the markets forward last week. The Dow Jones had its best week of the year and the S&P was up 2.3%. Some analysts are starting to say the market may be getting overexcited about 3 rate cuts and may be getting ahead of itself. Let's wait and see. Now on to another asset class that has been in the news recently, which is gold. It hit a record high on Thursday this week. So why has it been increasing? Well, because both countries and individual investors have been purchasing gold in large quantities, attracted by its reputation as a stable investment during uncertain times. This surge in demand is happening alongside predictions that the US, UK and EU will reduce interest rates, which tends to make gold even more appealing compared to traditional investments like bonds that offer lower returns when rates are low. Several countries have been aggressively purchasing gold, driven by various motivations, including economic security, diversification of reserves and geopolitical considerations. Here are a few notable examples. China, which has been the largest buyer of gold among central banks. China's push towards gold investment is due to their need to diversify its reserves away from the US dollar, bolster economic security due to a slowing economy, and offer a safe haven to investors in the face of an unstable real estate market. The country's massive consumer market also leads the world in retail gold purchases, including jewelry, bars, and coins. Russia also has significantly increased its gold reserves as part of its strategy to reduce reliance on the US dollar and protect its economy against sanctions and geopolitical risks. The country's central bank has been a top buyer, seeing gold as a key component of national financial stability. And one surprisingly big mover in the gold market is Poland's central bank, which has made substantial gold purchases due to the regional instability, particularly the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. These purchases are part of a broader plan to strengthen the country's economic foundation. So thanks for listening to this week's Market Update podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or follow us so that you never miss an episode. And also sign up to our newsletter, which is in the podcast notes.